Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Thank you because you are God. In you we live, in you we move, and in you we have our being. Blessed be your name. Thank you for a most exciting week. Thank you for International Music Ministers Conference. Thank you for media worship in his presence. Thank you for very drastic testimonies. We worship you, we honor you, we glorify you. Be thou praised in Jesus' precious name. Anybody excited to be here, say amen. Before you sit down, please, can I find out, is the AC too much, please? Is it too much? Please, if it's too much, let us know so we can off it. And the fan near you, you can off the fan, okay? If it's, I have already offed all this fan. I think from heat to cold, right? But just let me know if it is too much, we can off it. Hallelujah. Every heat and pressure of your life is disappearing now. And let me welcome you to the beautiful month of August. It is the first day of the eighth month, and I believe it's your month of a new beginning. You believe something new will happen to you in this new month. Give him a big clap and a shout of praise. A bigger, bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Anyway, you can welcome anybody, go ahead. You see, there are people who are still very tensed up about COVID and handshake and so on, but just feel at liberty to welcome 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people and tell them welcome to the beauty. Okay, somebody is welcoming people with leg shake. Give the Lord a big clap and a louder shout of praise. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. This month shall favor you in the name of Jesus. And every agenda of the enemy in your life for this month is arrested and absolutely frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the first day of the eighth month. And also, go ahead, give the Lord a shout of victory. And also, welcome to the blessing Sunday of the month of August. Very quickly, the subject is the word of our blessing. The word of our blessing. The word of our blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 2. Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our objective is to understand the blessing that is in the word of God. Because it is our month of the word for release, for recovery, and for replications. Somebody say a loud amen. The blessing that is in the word of God. Two things I want to say very quickly. Number one, that the word of God is the custodian of the blessing of God. The word of God is the custodian, is the container, is the depot of the blessing of God. He said, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you shall diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. That is, to be connected to the word is to be connected potentially to the blessing. The second thing that is clear here is that the word of God is the terminator of the curses of life. It terminates the curses of life. He sent forth his word. He sent his word. Psalm 107 and in verse 20. And healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The word of God terminates the curses of life. Be it an ancestral curse, a generational curse, a family curse, an occultic curse, a witchcraft curse, a diabolic curse, they are terminated by the word of God. Want to look at examples from Scripture of the word of God bringing blessing to the lives of people. And we shall take an example per service. For this service, we are looking at the life of Joseph. The word of God brought the blessing of God to Joseph and neutralized every curse of evil on his life. In Psalm 105, verse 17 to verse 20, the Bible said, he sent a man before them. Even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. Hey, somebody's word is coming today. Somebody's word is coming today. He said the word of the Lord tried him. Then the king sent and loosed him. Even the ruler of the people. And let him go free. Somebody is going free today. Whatever tied down your life or tied down your destiny is letting you go free today. Go on. And let him go free. Then he made him to be Lord of his house and ruler of all his substance, to bind his princes at his pleasure and to teach his senators wisdom. Ayagabaradag. What was it that made the difference in the life of Joseph? It's called the word. Any day, any time, the word of God is a difference maker in the lives of people. What did the word do for Joseph? Four things or more, but I'll just take four. Number one, the word terminated his captivity and brought him into liberty. It terminated his captivity. What blessing did the word bring to Joseph? The word of God terminated. It terminated the captivity of Joseph and brought him into liberty. It ended his tenure in the prison. And if there is anyone here this morning or watching via the satellite or the internet that is a victim of any form of captivity, whether it is spiritual captivity, financial captivity, marital captivity, destiny captivity, I stand here by the same mantle of God, sword, and I declare the captivity is terminated this morning. Your captivity is ending this morning, and you are stepping into your liberty. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. It terminated his captivity and brought him into liberty. Number two, the word of God established his opportunity. The same word that brought him out gave him opportunity before Pharaoh. He gave him favor before Pharaoh. According to Acts chapter 7 and in verse 10, favor and wisdom before Pharaoh. He delivered him out of all his affliction and gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh. The same word that brought him out, gave him opportunity, gave him favor. This month, before the month expires, anyone who has been a victim of disfavor, lack of opportunity, doors don't open for you at all. I announce and I prophesy, in this month, you shall see favor like never before, and you shall see opportunity like never before. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. Thirdly, the word established him in dignity and honor. Dignity and honor. The one who used to be the prisoner became the one who will instruct senators. He brought him dignity and honor. Masha koko bagadagala. Nothing brings a man into dignity like the word. Nothing brings a man into honor like the word. I have experienced dignity by the word. I have experienced honor by the word. I have experienced regard by the word. I was talking with a man yesterday, a word made man. Word made man. And he spoke to me, he said, "Sir, I cannot understand what is happening." He sent me further prayer. It's one of those that God is helping me to impact and raise. And he said, "Presidents call me and wait for me. Not one, not two, not three, not four." I told him, I said, "Get set because they'll be calling you in the Caribbean." He said, "They have called me from three countries already. Three presidents." That is, they call and wait for him. And he instructs them. Want to hand over the iron ore of our country to you. Come and help us build a gold refinery. I prophesy today, everything that is a trace of reproach and shame and indignity in your life, today it is deleted by the word. It is deleted by the word. That is the blessing that is loaded in the word. It's more than political positionings. It's more than any form of earthly thing. It is loaded in the word and it is coming for you. You believe that, shall the Lord say amen. The word gave him dignity and honor. Fourthly, the word of God established him in prosperity and wealth. He made him lord of his substance. That is blessing inherent in the word. He made him lord of his substance. He made him lord of his substance. Joseph came to the point where he commanded the whole wealth of Egypt. He commanded the wealth of Egypt by the same word that brought him out. Someone get ready this month. What is called scarcity and shortage shall be very far from your life. That's right. The Lord just showed me spirits of diversion that are being arrested right now. Every spell from hell that is making what is yours to enter another hand, today that spell is broken. Every charm they have done, every occultic manipulation of your resources, manipulation of your increase, manipulation of your substance, they have done that is affecting what is yours. Today, I announce the charm has spoiled. That demonic agenda has failed. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. And you shall testify. Say that amen like a believer. Take your seat. And the word established him in prosperity and wealth. And finally, the word. The word. The word. Planted him in authority and influence. Authority. 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 The word. The word has the capacity to put people in charge. Authority and influence. That is the blessing inherent in the word. The word causes men and women of the world to take charge. It is your season to take charge. Very, very quickly. How does the word bring about the blessing? How does the word bring about the blessing? Number one, the word of God is prophetic. Two, the word of God is creative, can create. Three, the word of God is a seed. It, when planted, it reproduces. Let's look at the first one. The word of God is prophetic. It directs systems and persons to function according to decrees and declarations. It directs systems and persons to function according to decrees and declarations. When the word of God came into that prison in Egypt, it had no option but to release Joseph. It directs systems and persons to function according to decrees and declarations. It puts systems, individuals, institutions under pressure to release as decreed. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, the Bible said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Decreed, and it was cleared. Psalm 33, verse 9. He spake, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. That is the potency of the word. Once the word is spoken, it is as good as done. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. He told us the prophetic significance of the word. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. A more sure word of prophecy. The word is prophetic. And as it's spoken today over your life in the blessing, it shall produce with accuracy. How do we profit from the blessing of the word? Profiting from the blessing of the word. James chapter 1 and in verse 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. Very, very easy. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, so that you can receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. How do you profit from the blessing that is in the word? Four quick things. Number one, lay aside filthiness, uncleanness, unholiness. Lay aside filthiness. A man's lifestyle affects world impact. Lay aside filthiness. Lay aside uncleanness. Lay aside the defilement of the conscience. Sin does not only take a person to hell. It prevents you from becoming what you are meant to be on earth. Did you hear what I just said? Sin does not only take a person to hell. It prevents people from becoming who they are meant to be on earth. It prevents the world from fulfilling its purpose in your life. Lay aside filthiness. Number two, lay aside nothingness. Say the superfluity of nothingness. What's the meaning of that? Don't insist on your own way. Don't struggle with the world. Don't argue with the world. Naughty people, where the world is concerned, have no future with God. Naughtiness. Headiness. Headiness, where the world is concerned, produces no future. Lay aside naughtiness. Number three, receive with meekness. Meekness means teachability. Don't be too big to be taught. Don't assume you know everything. Arrogance, where the world is concerned, will always sponsor ignorance. Receive with meekness. Embrace humility. And number four, engraft the word into your life. That's an agricultural word. When you do grafting, you are replacing one thing with another. Even in medicine, skin grafting. Let the principles of the Word of God replace your principles. There is a way you do things. Let the way God does things replace your own. It's very easy. Engraft the Word. Paul the Apostle says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. The life I now live by the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That is, your way of doing things cease to exist. And let the way of God take place. You will be shocked. The way of doing worldly business, let it stop. Let God's own way replace your way. Engraft the word into your life. You will be shocked at the outcome. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. That's why it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. For I am meek and lowly, and you shall find rest for your soul. Come, let me instruct you. I am not in doubt that you know how to do things your own way. Let me teach you my way. That is where the problem lies. We want to maintain our ways and receive the blessing of God. It doesn't work like that. You must submit your ways. And embrace his way. It may make you unpopular. It may make you antisocial. It may make you an enemy. But you embrace his way. Let his ways replace your ways. And then you turn into a living wonder to your world. Somebody say amen. There are people seated here. very, very soon. Testimonies you will share that God will give you. Nobody in your village, in your community, in your state, nobody you know has ever seen such a testimony. That is, God wants to use you to show that his word is superior and his ways are superior to the ways of the world. Please, don't waste your time struggling with your own ways and insisting that God blesses you. No, learn of me. Receive with meekness the engrafted word. The word is not coming to share your old ways. The word is coming to take over. Allow that word to take over from your ways of life, and you will be shocked at the result. Lift up your right hand and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. I see his love flowing for someone here this morning. Just begin to worship him. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, O Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, O Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name, O Lord, blessed be your name, O Lord, blessed be your name, O Lord, blessed be the name, blessed be your name, O Lord, blessed be your name, O blessed be your name, O Lord. Honor to your name, honor to your name, O Lord. Honor to your name, O Lord. Honor to your name, O Lord. Honor to your name.
You are good, you are kind, you are your hand for everyone.
Ibare, Jesus. Ibare. Ibare. Oh, Ibare. Oh, what you Ibare.
Get your hands on everyone.
Ibare, 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 Ibare.
Lift up your hands, everyone. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. I feel that heavy love of God, heavy compassion, mercy. He said, I have loved you with an unchanging love. Don't let the devil lie to you that I'm against you. Don't let the devil lie to you that I hate you. Don't let the devil lie to you that I don't love you. That is why I drew you with my loving kindness. I have drawn you. The devil wanted to pull you away from me, but I drew you. He wanted to kill you before your time, but I drew you. wanted to send you to hell, but I drew you. He wanted to destroy you many years ago, but I drew you. And I shall construct you. I shall build you. And I shall decorate you. And I shall deck you. And I shall turn you to a wonder. Not just to your world. Not just to those who know you. To your very self. And you will be asking, what did I do to deserve what you are doing in my life? Says the Spirit of the Lord. Lift up your hand. Shut it. A whisper. That name, Jesus. That's right. You are in a season of encounter, visions, revelations, visitations. I see God calling someone out of a pit, calling someone out of a prison. Calling someone out of a cage. Hey, man, ya 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 ya. Iketeke bagada ya 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 ya. Itela ya 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 ya. He's calling someone out of the grave. He's calling someone out of where the enemy kept you, and you are coming out now, 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 now. Apeloya, baba. Lift your hands high. Father, touch these hands and let a miracle happen. And place that hand now on your head. Place the hand on your head. Place the hands on your head. Whisper the name. That's right. Mahashiva Dagayaya. Receive the touch of his power. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive it now. Lagaya Dagalaya Dagaya Daya Hashatolaya Lalash. Let the rest of the Lalabra Shakata Kalabarada Shakula Baradagada Zigorata Seteli Garadagaya Lalala. Power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master. That's right. That burden just got lifted. Came in here with a very heavy weight on your mind, on your heart. It just got lifted. Somebody's left arm and the shoulder together, and the left arm right there, whether there is a growth, a pain or something, just got healed right now. Somebody's neck is free right now. Chest is free right now. Waist is free right now. In the name that
is above every name. An abdominal condition is free right now. Apart from the fact that God just brought you out of a prison, and God just opened that cage and that grave, and you are not going to die before your time. Hey! You will not die before your time. You will not die before your time. And he gave you an encounter just now and giving you a turnaround. Ay, ay, ay. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him a clap and a shout of victory. You got a healing, you got a deliverance, you got an encounter. Quickly, 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 rush to the front here and let's hear what God did for you. The rest of us, take your seat.
Talabati Yahweh, Talole Baodoga.
What happened to you?
Praise the Lord. I had a terrible abdominal condition, which even stopped me from attending night vigil yesterday. It was terrible. But I just came to service this morning, and as worship was going on, I had the impression, lie before me. So I lied. When I got up, I got completely relieved.
What was wrong with you before?
Abdominal condition, pain.
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost. It's over for him. What happened? What did you say?
So, as Daddy was declaring about the interventions that will happen, I closed my eyes and I saw an encounter. So, as Daddy, you say, there's someone over there that your left shoulder and your left arm is getting delivered. An angel stood from altar, flew into the crowd, and like three different people adjusted their left arm and shoulders. Then as Daddy was talking about spirit of death, there were like 3 to 5 people in the congregation that had a noose around their neck.
They had a noose like it's suicide noose.
They were alive, but spiritually they were hanging. So their spirit was hung, but physically they were alive. Then the angel put his hand inside the hole and cut it. Then when Daddy was talking about turning around, another angel left the stage and went into the crowd and touched like 5 different people. And as you were declaring, that your angel that tells you
Talk to me on the light here.
Following you, and he was telling you the next word to say, and then he told you the next day, and there were like 5 more angels on the altar still waiting to deliver.
That's your angel that talks to you in the ear. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Freshness of grace. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you today. Everything that is your portion today is released for you. Everything that is your portion today is released for you. Everything that is your portion today is released for you. In the name of Jesus. Give him the praise.
Sir, amazing. The man is on tears. This is the first time he's entering any church building in his life.
In his life. Church building in his life.
He's from the other religion. What brought him to church was that he saw the mighty deliverance the Lord wrought in the life of his sister-in-law. He decided to come. And I said, why are you on tears? He said, why are you in tears? He said that he is just happy. He's just excited. That doesn't know why. Burden lifted. Joy has filled his heart.
The presence of the Lord is universally felt by people of all religion. There is a God-sized vacuum in the hearts of people. When you feel God, you know it. Whether you are Buddha, anything you are. You see, I want the counselors to please help me talk with this man and get him established. Congratulations. I am happy for you. Father, lift your hands. Father, lift your hands. Father, I pray for this man. I break the spirit of the Antichrist, and the hold of that power is broken. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Meet this man. Give the Lord a praise.
The miracle of the sister that made him follow her to church, she was convulsing. She fell and was convulsing. And then they put it. Is it him that put the call through?
Isaac.
Okay.
While I was in the hospital, I was still convulsing. Him and his brother, we are the one that rushed me to the hospital. I was convulsing. My hand was almost paralyzed. So daddy prayed for me and I regained consciousness. When I got home on Saturday from the hospital, I was still convulsing a bit. So when my husband brought me to church on Sunday, and daddy declared and laid my hands on my head and said, I received. I fell under power. During the course of the manifestation, I saw that he came to me and removed a black veil off my head. And when Amosha brought me to the altar here, daddy laid hands on me instantly. All the conversion, the breathlessness stopped. Everything stopped. When I got home, my husband said he has never seen this kind of miracle all his life. He told it his brother and he said he has to follow me to church.
Incredible. God is about to give you miracles. Are you just sitting like that? Give you a miracle that will make people follow you to know God. In the name of Jesus, let it be permanent. Bring more people to God by your miracles. Shout the loudest. Amen. Let's go around.
That it is said a spirit of impersonation has been following her for all this while, diverting all the good things that were meant to be allocated to her.
And what happened today?
She said while the declaration was going on, the Lord opened her eyes and she saw herself in a pit with that same spirit of impersonation, and the hand of the Lord pulled her out of
that
pit.
How many of you heard that? God is pulling people out of the pit.
Yes, sir. And that spirit was left behind in that pit.
Anywhere the devil kept you before today, the same word that brought Joseph out is bringing you out now. You are out of the pit. You are out of disaster. You are out of destruction. Shout the loudest, amen.
Our sister had had pains all over the body since on Friday. Nothing has been working in her life also. She said at the whisper of the name Jesus, she felt something jumped out of her, and that pain she has been having since on Friday also took off. And she said to give God praise for that touch.
Power of the Holy Ghost, you are free in Jesus' name.
Sir, this is Sister Chine. Said she had been having the feeling that God does not love her.
Oh my God.
And that her sins will not be forgiven.
Her sins cannot be forgiven.
Since then, she had been living in the shackles of the fear of death.
Oh.
And she kept seeing her dead relatives in the dead relations in the dream. Until when the word came right now, that don't believe what the devil tells you.
Oh.
That God loves you.
Oh my God.
That palpable fear, that spirit of fear of death disappeared.
Oh my God.
She's now free.
Wow, that is the power of the prophetic. Lift your hands.
In the name that is above every name, any other person in that spirit, in that condition, receiving the lie of the devil, and you are a shadow of yourself, and you are frustrated, and you are almost at the brink of killing yourself, today that arrow returns back to hell, and you are free. You shall live and fulfill your days in Jesus' name.
So our brother came all the way from Thailand. He is from Cameroon. He said in the dream of the night he had a snake bite. And thereafter, he developed chest pain. And there was a call from Cameroon telling him that they dreamt and that he was dead. Based on that, he said he has been seeing this ministry online. So he decided to come all the way from Thailand.
All the way from Thailand.
Yes. And when that declaration...
How many hours flight?
17.
17 hours. I'm saying that so that people here who are relaxing and sitting at home can hear. And those who don't care and don't understand what is going on. Please, we are not playing here. This is not gimmick. This is real. That you declare last Sunday, was it last Sunday or two Sundays ago? The man that had the witch attack him in the dream for dedicating a borehole. Witch attacked him in the night and he, almost dead, rushed to me after service on Sunday. Prayed for him, reversed that thing, returned it back to sender. And the witch died under 2 hours. The same Sunday. We are not playing. It's not gimmick here. Somebody flew 17 hours all the way.
Yes, sir. So when he stepped into this atmosphere this morning and you are declaring, he said that devil was arrested, that chest pain is gone forever.
Lift up your hands. Anywhere they send that death from, it returns back there now. In the name of Jesus. Power! Fulfill your days. That's right. Jesus, that serpentine spirit, go to hell in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give him the praise. The rest of us, because of time, I'm sure, maybe in the course of the second service, if you are still around, we can take some of the testimonies. God bless you.
Sir, did you hear that? He's a footballer in Thailand. Wow. What team is that? Their national team?
Premier League.
Premier Division 1. And those witchcraft arrows from his village, from Cameroon, gave him an injury. And so that has...
Since 4 years. So I can't play again. So the team can't stop the contract and everything. So they leave me.
So the contract was terminated and he has been just like that.
Restoration.
But after this now, he's healed and he's going to go back.
Restoration. Kneel down. Lift your hands. Restoration.
Pow!
African local demons that follow people 17 hours away.
Pow!
In the name of Jesus.
Pow!
I declare your liberty and your freedom. In the name of Jesus, all that the devil took from you, restoration. 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 Stretch your two hands in front of you, everybody. I pray for everyone who is called unemployed. Everyone who is called unemployed. Everyone who is stranded financially, everyone whose hands have been empty, I prophesy today, systems will lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I decree right now, within the next 1 week, what is yours enters your hands. Within the next 1 week, what is yours enters your hands. This month is not permitted to end until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. While we are in this mood, very, very quickly and sharply, you need to hand over your life to Jesus. You heard that message and you also saw the manifestation of God's power and presence. Quickly stand up on your feet and rush to the frontier and let us pray for you. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Quickly. Give you the count of seven. As you come, make your ways right to Jesus.
Never go back to the world. I will never go back to the world anymore. I will never, never go back to the world.
under any form of bondage or addiction, this is the time also to come forward and let us pray for you. Under any form of bondage, any form of addiction, place your right hand on your chest, all of your right here, leave the other hand up, and pray this prayer with me, and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released now. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Somebody say a louder amen. A louder believers, amen.